Happy Sunday, GWA. I felt like rambling on and sharing something a little bit more personal about myself. This is sort of off the cuff, so forgive me, because I haven't done one of these before. I'm not going to reveal who I am or anything. I think having that level of secrecy makes this that much more fun, and I wouldn't want to disappoint you. But that's a whole other story for another time, probably not on GWA. Not even quite sure this should be on GWA. We'll see. We'll see what this turns into. Anyway. I have a few tattoos. Most of them, actually all but one, are hidden because I like surprises. They are black outlined with very little shading done. And I have them that way purposefully. I have one in particular that I'm thinking about for this fantasy that, in all technicalities, is supposed to have color on it. It's a bird of some sort. I'm sure your brain can put the two together and figure out the type, but that's not important. What is important, and this is where the whole personal thing comes in, I guess, besides the fact that I have tattoos, is that I do body painting for a hobby. Be patient. I think I'm getting somewhere with this story. We'll see. For fun, I get the luxury of focusing on people's body shapes and intimately touching them with a brush. When you do body painting, you have to pay attention to curvatures of the body. You have to follow the body to create art. And I have this rule that I always try something on myself before I do it to someone else. It always seems fair. So I tend to paint a lot. I usually have paint somewhere on my body if I'm doing my own thing. Interestingly enough, with the exception of myself, I've never had someone paint on me. You know, it's interesting because I tend to prefer my sex life to be opposite of my real life. I hope that makes sense. Probably not, but yeah. Which now leads me to the fantasy that I've had for quite some time now. I've always wanted to strip down naked and have someone else paint my body, but more specifically, the bird tattoo that was mentioned earlier. And I know that doesn't sound all that sexual, but hear me out. Let's just say that it was you that happened to dabble in a few artistic adventures and you wanted to take this one on with me. I would approach you and tell you my plan. You would agree to said plan and it would be professional. Until it wasn't. I would stand in the middle of the room on the tarp that you laid down. Lots of vivid colors are waiting to be used, surrounding us. It's quiet. Maybe it isn't. I'll let you decide. You're the artist here. You start by simply touching me. I can feel the heat of your hand on my back. It's followed by a cold, wet brush starting to do its work. I can feel the bristles as I start to move across my body. I'm assaulted by quick and long brush strokes, and I can feel your breath on my back as you get closer into all the details. I can feel you outlining with a brush and then blending it with your hands. I can't help but let out a little moan. I can feel you start to move slower with the brush. Your hands start to grip and feel instead of just place. I start to ease up and give in. You grip my arms and pull me into you. I now feel your hot breath on my neck. You lightly caress my cheek. And now I feel the wetness of the paint on my face. You let go of me and turn me around to face you. I look over at my arm and see fingerprints of greens and blues. You're covered in paint. You begin the assault on my body, all the while continuously dipping your hands in paint and running them all over me. One hand grips my breast while your mouth kisses the other one, colors continuously blending together, creating more vibrant colors. Paint drips down my body. I think I'm gonna stop myself here. This fantasy could go a lot of different ways, and I would hate to take that from anyone. However, I'd love to hear how you would finish it, or even start it, if this just happens to be your thing, because it is most definitely mine.